This year marks 30 years since the disappearance of Imelda Keenan in Waterford City. The then 22-year-old was last seen on Lombard Street on January 3rd, 1994. A vigil took place at the memorial plaque, which marks the last known sighting of Imelda. To coincide with the 30th anniversary, WDOR News aired a special broadcast which heard from Imelda's brother Jerry, as well as other contributors, on January 3rd.
Good afternoon, I'm Kieran Foley and welcome to this Waterford at One news special on the 30th anniversary of the disappearance of Imelda Keenan. Gardaí have issued a renewed appeal for information in relation to the disappearance of the 22-year-old on January 3rd, 1994, and a vigil is taking place in Waterford City today at the last reported sighting of Imelda on Lombard Street. 1994 heralded an exciting time for Ireland and became the year in which the phrase "the Celtic Tiger" was first coined. Excitement was building ahead of the Republic of Ireland's participation at the World Cup in the USA that summer. Here in Waterford, shoppers were flocking to sales at the newly opened City Square shopping centre. However, the early days of the new year in Waterford also saw a concerning story emerge.
Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to the whereabouts of a 22-year-old woman missing in Waterford. Imelda Keenan was last seen on Lombard Street in the city on January the 3rd to walk to the nearby post office. The family of Imelda, who is originally from Mount Mellick in County Laois, say they are concerned for her welfare.
Since that last sighting on Lombard Street, Imelda Keenan hasn't been seen since. Members of her devastated family have continued to seek information in relation to her disappearance. WLR's Jordan Norris has been speaking to her brother Jerry as he reflects on 30 years of seeking answers.
Today is the 30th anniversary of our disappearance of our loved one, our youngest and our dearest little sister, yet Imelda, of course, 22 years when she went missing here in Waterford City. Today is a very, very emotional day for the Keenan family and for Imelda's friends and people here in Waterford that may have known her. Yeah. Imelda was a very, still is, and in our little hearts and minds, that a very quite young, shy girl from County Laois who came down here in the late 80s. If you got to know Imelda, you know, she was a dainty little young, innocent girl, you know. And I remember that dark brown hair, the beautiful smile. I can only remember the way she was in 1994.
A special memorial is taking place in Waterford City Centre today, and WLR's Kyle Butler joins us live from the bridge over St John's River linking Lombard Street and William Street. Kyle, what has been happening at that site today?
Yes, Kieran. So I'm here at the memorial to Imelda Keenan on the bridge linking Lombard Street to William Street, where she lived in an apartment. Now, there are many people stopping off here this afternoon, where the atmosphere can only be described as poignant as would be expected, as this year marks 30 years since her disappearance. Now, I spoke to some people gathering here this afternoon who may not have a connection to Imelda herself, but they remember the day she went missing on January 3rd, 1994. One person I spoke to recalled how the Bangles were Imelda's favourite band and Eternal Flame was her favourite song, and they vowed to keep the flame burning for Imelda. I also caught up with Rhody Keary, who runs the antiques and auction room located alongside the memorial to Imelda.
I lived here on the street. I must say, I didn't know the lady. I knew the house where she lived, all right. It was big news at the time, and it should be still big news now. 30 years is a long time and a short time, but somebody must know something. Jerry has been in now to me, and we're keeping an eye on it and trying to see if we could meet somebody or get some information. If they don't want to go to the guard, they can go to somebody like Jerry and myself with information. Well, they must know something. You just can't disappear off the face of the earth like, and I mean, she was a well-known lady, artistic lady, so somebody must know something. As I said, I didn't know her. I probably did pass her on the street and just didn't know her, but it is very sad, and I think it's nearly time they got closure on their bad news, you know. So hopefully there'll be a number of people here to commemorate the the memory of Imelda, and hopefully some better news in the new year.
And later this afternoon, it is expected that more people will gather for a vigil at around 3 o'clock to mark the anniversary of her disappearance. And I will be speaking to some of those in attendance. Back to you, Kieran.
Thank you, Kyle, for that update from Waterford City Centre.
Fast forward to October of this year, and Imelda's family sought for the missing persons case to be upgraded to murder. A meeting was due to take place at Waterford Garda Station on October 3rd. WLR.
8 a.m. Let's catch up on the morning's news with Kieran.
Thank you, Ollie. Good morning. The family of Imelda Keenan, missing from Waterford, are hopeful that the case will be upgraded to a murder inquiry this afternoon. Imelda was 22 years old when she was reported missing in Waterford City on January 3rd, 1994. Her brother, Jerry, has searched for answers for the past 30 years and will today meet with Gardaí in Waterford. He says it's an extremely important day.
We want this case to be pushed over the line for a murder inquiry once and for all. This meeting with An Garda Síochána in Waterford is a very, very important meeting. Probably one of the most important meetings that I'm going to have with them in the last 30 years.
However, An Garda Síochána decided not to upgrade the investigation to murder after her family met with Gardaí that afternoon.
This is Waterford at 6.
A very good evening. I'm Kyle Butler. Today's top stories. The family of Imelda Keenan say they are disappointed at the decision by Gardaí not to upgrade the investigation to a murder case. The family of Imelda Keenan say they are disappointed at the decision by Gardaí not to upgrade the investigation to a murder case. They had been invited to a meeting at Waterford Garda Station this afternoon to discuss the investigation into her disappearance. The 22-year-old from County Laois had been living in Waterford and was reported missing in the early days of January 1994. She was last seen in the Lombard Street area of the city. An independent review team will now be appointed to the case. I'm joined now by WLR News editor Kieran Foley, who was at Waterford Garda Station this afternoon. Kieran, this is not what the Keenan family were hoping for today.
Certainly not, Kyle. There had been a hope that the case of Imelda Keenan would be upgraded to a murder inquiry. Of course, the 30th anniversary of her disappearance occurred in January of this year, and the case did receive huge attention at that time. And we also heard at that time that new information had been presented to Gardaí. So there were hopes that this would be enough to get it across the line in terms of the case being upgraded. So we spoke with Gina Kerry, Imelda's niece, last month, who told us that the family had been invited to Waterford Garda Station to a meeting today. And she attended, as well as Jerry and two other members of the Keenan family, and they were accompanied by local councillor John Hearn. So they entered Waterford Garda Station at about 2:30 and were in there for approximately an hour, Kyle. And Jerry then spoke to WLR afterwards.
Unfortunately, the Keenan family didn't get what we came here for. We were hoping that they would push it over the line for a murder inquiry, but we are promised by the investigation team that this is it's in review. They have a review team organised, and the case is still well up and running as far as the Gardaí are concerned. It's active, and thanks be to God that something will come out of it again. But the Keenan family are a little bit disappointed about today, really are.
So, as Jerry mentioned, Kyle, a review team has been appointed. So this is a significant takeaway from today. Not what the family wanted overall, but certainly it is a glimmer of hope. And Gina Kerry also spoke to WLR, and she said that despite the case not being upgraded, they would certainly continue their campaigning.
Absolutely. We'll continue with social media. We are devastated today, but it's not the end. Like, we'll cry today, we'll start again tomorrow, and we'll carry on. Obviously, the guards are working with the information that's come forward in the past 2 years. They didn't have much to go on for 29 years. There was lack of information and investigation done at the time, but they have promised us to trust them, believe in them, which we will give them that chance. They can do what they're going to do, but we'll keep doing what we're going to do.
Yes, Gina Carey speaking there, Kyle, and vowing to continue highlighting the case of Imelda Keenan, who disappeared from Waterford 30 years ago. And more on this story on WLORFM.com.
Thank you very much for that update, Kieran Foley.